Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
As always, we start your week off with good health. The Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital, Dr. Thomas Moran, with us this morning. Doctor, hello to you. A lot to talk about regarding heart health. More people under 55 are now dying of heart attacks. Do we know why?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. There's been a lot of talk and articles out there about the increase in the incidence of heart attacks in the younger population. Part of this comes up with, when we start looking through the things, it's our chronic diseases, chronic inflammation. So you think of diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol. What we're seeing is there's increase in obesity. People need to understand and know their numbers, know what their, you know, test numbers are, and control the things that they can control to limit their risk of developing heart disease. So those things, when you really think about what can we can control, it's really our diet, eat healthy, it's exercise, don't smoke, don't start smoking, stop smoking if you're smoking, control your blood pressure, control your blood sugar, control your cholesterol. And the really ways to know that is to get checked out so you understand those numbers and you can put an action plan in place to limit your risk of developing these chronic diseases as we get older.
People need to be aware of heart attack symptoms, and they're different for men and women, aren't they?
Yeah, they're similar but different. It's not like you really think about when you, you know, watch a movie or something, everybody grabs their chest and then keels over. Usually what happens is you have some discomfort. Women, especially more than men, have kind of wax and waning symptoms. They can have back pain, jaw pain, just feel fatigue, as opposed to having the typical chest pressure or jaw pain. But these symptoms for them, sometimes they put it off of, you know, it's something else that's going on with me that's causing these. And the big thing to remember for everybody is if you're not feeling right, if you're having symptoms that, you know, aren't usual for you, get yourself checked out. It's easier to say it was not your heart than to find out after the fact.
Right. Last week, the Heart Association said heart disease and stroke are expected to rise significantly among younger women. What are they basing that prediction on?
So they've been doing some modeling, looking through what the rates of hypertension, obesity, diabetes, and elevated cholesterol were going to be. And the projected is there's going to be an increase in hypertension in women. Up to 60% of the population having hypertension by 2050. And a change of diabetes from 14% to 25%, and obesity from 43% to 61%. So when you look at those diseases, those are all risk factors contributing to heart disease. So they're projecting that there's going to be an increase in heart disease and stroke in women. Now, one of the things that didn't get factored into this was some of the weight loss drugs and that use. So those are recent drugs that we added that are working on obesity, diabetes, and allowing people to exercise more and get a control of some of these conditions that contribute to it. But we won't know the effect of those drugs for, you know, 10, 20 years to see if it makes a difference overall on the rate of heart disease and strokes for both men and women as we look forward. So it's now more research is going to be needed and time to see if that does affect the projection and see if we have a better outcome in the future.
That will be interesting. There's a new study focusing on men in their 50s and early 60s aging faster than women. And the cause seems to be forever chemicals. Explain this, Doctor.
Yeah, forever chemicals is really chemicals that take a long period of time to degrade. These are referred to as PFAS chemicals, or polyfluoroalkyl substances. And the way to really think of these are nonstick cookware surfaces, water or oil repellent surfaces that we have. They're using a lot of products over time. Now, this study that they looked at, a very small study, about 326 people. It's back in 1999, where they really tested blood for these chemicals in individuals. And then they also looked at a gene expression for aging to see what that effect was. Now, this doesn't mean that these chemicals necessarily are direct causes of rapid aging. But what they're seeing is these chemicals kind of affect our overall growth, metabolism, mood, reproduction. It helps, it affects really our hormones in our bodies. So more research is needed on this. What can people do? These are chemicals that are in our everyday life. There are pushes to kind of eliminate these, but you can also eliminate some of these chemicals overall. Stay away from some nonstick cookware. If you have it, make sure the cookware is intact and in good condition. If there's any damage to the cookware surface, replace the pan. The other thing is, it's kind of feed your body well with foods that are whole and fresh overall, and it kind of decreases your risk of being exposed to some of these forever chemicals.
Monday morning health briefs now continue with Northwestern's Dr. Thomas Moran. Well, it may not be as bad as forever chemicals, but a new study on the effects of sugary sodas on our body says even one a day can cause a lot of harm. This should make a lot of people give up drinking sodas altogether, don't you think, Doctor?
Yeah, I mean, this comes back to one of the topics we talked about a lot. It's the increase in added sugars. So sugars are, sodas are filled with sugar, fructose. It really loads our liver that breaks it down. This leads to increase in fat in the liver. That fat in the liver builds up, causes inflammation, and can actually create fibrosis in the liver. Very similar to what people think of cirrhosis, where your liver tissue itself kind of gets killed off and you don't have the function any longer. This condition is called MASLD, or M-A-S-L-D, and it stands for metabolic dysfunction associated with steatotic liver disease or fatty liver disease. These sodas are linked to increase in incidence of diabetes, heart disease, tooth decay, and even one a day. The amount of sugar that's in some of these soft drinks are very high. You know, it's, what can you do? It's replace the soda, including the diet sodas itself, with just water or sparkling water instead of having these sodas. The diet sodas disrupt kind of how our gut and our bacteria in our gut work, and it can also cause increased inflammation and insulin resistance. So overall, it's cut the sodas out, switch to water or sparkling water. Even the fruit juices have a lot of fructose in them itself. Even if it's 100% fruit juice, it's easier and better for you if you eat the fruit as opposed to just taking the juice. And some of these sports drinks and everything else you think about also either have aspartame in it or added sugars to it.
And this latest research says even one a day can be harmful. That's kind of scary, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's get to a listener question for you. We talked about the rise in colon cancer in people over 50 recently, and this question is about that. Can you ask the doctor about the reliability of an over-the-counter colorectal screening?
So it could be they're talking about the mail-in screening. There's the cards that come home and you actually take a sample and send it in. It would be easier to kind of think of this as it's better to be screened than to not go in and get done. So if that's a barrier of going into the doctor and getting your screening done with the card, sending your sample in through the mail and having it done and feedback to you is a good way to get screened. Best way overall is really to follow up with your doc. And as you, you know, get into the age 45 to 50, 45 is those individuals with family history of colon cancer should be screened. And 50 is for everybody else that doesn't have those risk factors to get yourself a colonoscopy.
And here's another one. I had the measles as a kid in the 60s before there was a vaccine. I'm now in my 60s. Do I need a booster?
For which vaccine?
Measles.
Measles. So, you know, I'll give you an example of myself. I had my titers done. and I needed to have a booster done because I didn't mount a response. So it would be best to get a booster if you're concerned at all. It's not going to hurt you to have that done.
And finally, we have new research on when to stop scratching your itches. You know, this is the only thing people are going to remember from today's segment, Doctor. What's the deal on this?
Yeah, that we have an itch-scratch cycle. So we have sensors on our skin that send signals when there's an irritant there to our brain that causes us to scratch. Those sensors also give our brains a signal back to say it's enough. So research is being done on this sensor pathway to kind of understand what treatments we can have going forward. Disrupting the pathway, sometimes it can lead into one of the researches. If you kind of affect it, you might not scratch as often, but you will scratch longer because you don't have that follow-up loop that said it's enough. So more research is going to be done on this to come up with treatments or medications that might be able to relieve the itch. But it's a dual pathway. Not only does the irritant cause us to do it, but because of the sensor sending the signal, but that sensor also gives us the ability to say when enough is enough and you don't scratch too vigorously.
Everybody listening to this is scratching something now. Power of suggestion. Northwestern Medicine's Dr. Thomas Moran. Thank you. We will talk again soon.
Take care, Bob.
You too.